Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters. Walters.
All right, here we go. Third hour of the broadcast from the Carr Firearms Group studios is now upon us. Sig Sauer microphone is fired up all over the country. Hundreds of radio stations. Love that. And it's all coming to you from the Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center and presented to you every single day by the great X Insurance. 2 hours now behind us, two great hours. I got to be honest with you, last hour was angering, and we're going to continue that discussion into this hour as well. Ryan Petty, Parkland Father, is taking a seat at the table with the regular crew, Brad, Neil, and Justin. We'll get to that in just a second. Greg, if you would be kind enough to tell people where to watch us in high definition on the new clean camera lenses and all that cool stuff, participate in the chats. We'll get started.
Yeah, sure. It's amazing how you wipe off a lens and a chat pops up right next to the software there. If you want to watch the show,
it happens.
It does happen. Head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you can see the menu icon. Just give that a click, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. If you are driving, head on over to that Listen Live link, and if you missed a previous episode and you need to get caught up, head on over to that podcast link. If you'd like to join the Telegram chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Ah, indeed. Welcome back. All right, guys, let's get started. Have some fun audio clip for you about Maldonado, the Seventh Circuit judge appointed or nominated, I should say, by Dementia Joe and Senator Kennedy just destroying her. We're going to play that for you. But first, let's get to some introductions. Let's go back first to Ryan Petty, Parkland Father. Ryan, welcome. Thank you for taking a seat at the table with us. Always fun to have you here.
An honor to be here tonight.
A pleasure is all ours. I can promise you that. Justin Moon, CEO, Carr Arms, fan favorite for a reason. Justin for the win last week. How you doing, Justin?
Doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Believe me. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers. What's going on, my man?
Shut up, Mark. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, ready to rock and roll for an hour with you guys and have a great time. And, of course, reporter Neil McCabe joins us from parts unknown, and obviously he's lost his Boston accent because he works over there at redstate.com, redstate.com. Neil, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, fantastic. Thank you, Mark, and happy Palm Wednesday, Palm Sunday to everybody.
Palm Sunday,
which is huge for me because when I was a kid, we after Mass, there were four of us growing up, and in the station wagon, we would fight each other using the palms in the back of the car as our parents screamed at us. And so,
and those things can do damage
to me.
Those can do damage. I remember those days very well. All right, guys, we're going to jump back in here to bring you guys up to speed with conversation we were having with Ryan Petty, Parkland Father, who I think you guys know. Ryan, jump back in here with me if you would, because we were talking in the last hour about Kamala Harris appearing at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in a couple areas that we didn't get into in the last hour. I want to get into with you here because it's my understanding, after I saw your commentary on Fox News, which was epic, by the way, an epic takedown of Kamala Harris, their agenda, and the administration, but you pointed out that she walked what you referred to in your comments on Fox News as that hallowed ground and was in the building at the actual location. And you also questioned why the building was still standing. Take us there briefly, and then we'll go around the table as to just continue the thought. We'll all pick it up as you move through.
Sure. Well, look, the building where my daughter was killed is still standing. It was left up at the request of the prosecution, who hoped to take the jury through the building to show them the absolute violence that was meted out that day to those innocent students and teachers that had no idea what was coming. The building has been left as a crime scene now for 6.5 years, and without being too graphic, everything, with the exception of the bodies of the victims, is still in the building. And so it is a horrific scene to walk through. I've walked the building now with the Secret Service. I went into the classroom where my daughter was sitting in her freshman English class. I saw where my daughter and another one of her friends tried to get into a position where they could hide from the rounds that were coming in through the window, the door of her classroom. They could not get to a safe space. They crawled to a teacher's desk to try to hide behind it, but there was no room behind the teacher's desk to get there. It is absolutely hallowed ground, in my view. And quite frankly, it's my view the building should have been demolished almost immediately. Now, I understand logistically they didn't want to tear it down with students going to school there and all the other things. But I care about who walks through that building. And I would prefer, and I don't get to make this call, Mark, but I would prefer that only people that actually care about my daughter and the other 16 victims go into that building. And unfortunately, literally almost 100 politicians have been walked through that building. And I would guess that maybe 2% of them actually care about what happened there.
Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. You just heard Brian's account of that. It is gut-wrenching. It is harrowing. It is heartbreaking. Justin, Kamala Harris showed up at that school yesterday to push a gun control agenda. Your thoughts after what you just heard?
Well, you know, we all know that 97% of mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. And we know the problem with Parkland mass shooting was that the officer there was cowardly and refused to use his gun to stop the bad guy with a gun. And so really the problem of Parkland situation was that there weren't enough people with guns in that school. The problem is that teachers did not have guns. The problem is that armed parents who had the right to carry for self-defense and right to carry pistols were not allowed in the school to confront the shooter. So we really have a law enforcement problem in our country. We have a problem which says that only, quote-unquote, law enforcement should go about stopping bad guys. But in reality, if we want to have a safe society, we need to empower all citizens with the same rights as law enforcement to stop all bad guys wherever they may be.
Brad Primo.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Justin on that point. And not, you know, I that was actually news to me. I did not know that the building had been left in that state.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people are unaware of that. You're not alone.
Yeah, I was completely unaware of that. And honestly, you know, maybe it's just for my point of view, but I have so little use or respect for politicians in general, and especially those of the vice president's ilk. I find it kind of offensive that she would show her face there because, you know, she comes from a background and from she represents a party that almost celebrates those events. They can't wait to get out there and politicize it and try to score points with it. You know, they use the tragedy to force their agenda. You know, and it's sickening, and it's very disrespectful, in my opinion, for her to even be there.
I don't know how they sleep at night. Neil McCabe, you've dealt with politicians a lot more than I have.
Yeah, well, they have they have no trouble sleeping at all. Like, they sleep fine. You know, their mind, we're the ones with the hang-ups. But I think it's also important to see this in a national context, because conservatives on Capitol Hill, primarily House Republicans, conservative House Republicans, Freedom Caucus people, have been trying to rein in the, you know, the way the federal government has been weaponized against conservatives, right? Not just people supporting gun rights who are automatically viewed as extremists, but other people, right, who have been arrested and wrapped up. And we all know about school board meetings and everything else. And so the Republican Party went along with that spending bill, new FBI building, you know, fully funding the FBI. And on Saturday, after they signed that bill, Mark, they announced a new red flag. You know, Kamala Harris was there to announce the new red flag center.
Neil, stop right there. We're going to take a break. We have just about 5 seconds. When we come back, we'll continue. Don't go away.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Here we go. Buckle in, ladies and gentlemen. This hour flies right by. Car Firearms Group Studios lit up for you. 6 hour Mike, Patriot Mobile Command and Communication Center, all brought to you by X Insurance. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. You can find them all, including Barrel Buddy, PT Ammo, Waft, Goat Guns, if you got your goat gun jet, Arms List, Cutting Edge Firewood, Heaven's Harvest, Car Arms, Sig Sauer, Patriot Mobile, X Insurance, North American Arms. They're all there for you, including MyPillow. Don't forget MyPillow. Pick something fun up over there and support him, particularly in an election season, by using the AAR promo code. It's MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. It's all right there for you. Welcome back to the program. Let's jump right back in. Ryan Petty, I will go back to you here. You heard everybody's commentary around the table, and Neil closed out that segment with us by mentioning that Kamala Harris intentionally mispronounced, ladies and gentlemen. I know she gets upset by that. That's just too bad. She was there, as Neil mentioned, to push more red flags and the $750 million in the new Office of Red Flag garbage and nonsense that hopefully a new administration coming up after inauguration in January will rid itself of that. But I'll give you the final word on her appearance there, and then we'll move on to some other topics. Floor is yours, Ryan.
Well, Neil hit on something that I mentioned in the previous hour. The FBI was distracted. They were, I used the term politicized. I think weaponized is probably the better word. Neil used that one. They were weaponized against President Trump and the Trump administration and conservatives for that matter, and took their eye off the ball, the law enforcement mission. And that's why the two tips were not acted on by the FBI that could have prevented the tragedy. And my daughter would still be here today. Brad was exactly right, too, about the coward. We call him the coward of Broward, right? The SRO that walked up to the building, looked into the window of the door and then retreated, where he stood behind a cement pillar for 48 minutes. Well, my daughter and 16 others were killed. And while his brethren in law enforcement entered the building to try to clear it and to try to save those that had been wounded. We need armed. What would have stopped Parkland almost immediately were armed teachers. And I'm proud of the work we've done here in Florida. We have armed guardians now in our schools. There are many armed individuals on Florida schools. So the next attacker that goes after a Florida school is going to be met with swift and violent response.
All right, I've got to continue on with that briefly because of your comments. I'm going to go over to Justin. Justin, I believe it was you that mentioned the Broward coward. And you just heard from Ryan. And as you are aware, Justin, we've talked about it before, but Florida has now a guardian program, an armed guardian program. And we don't have to make the assumption. We know that Kamala Harris did not mention that. And very quickly, Ryan, just a quick answer. How many shootings have there been since the Guardian program has been instilled in Florida, in Florida schools?
Yeah, we've had zero attacks like Parkland, and we've averted several because we are now sharing information, communicating those threats, and it's now a felony to threaten a school in the state of Florida. So these kids that that think it's funny to talk about threatening an attack on a school or they're going to kill their classmates, well, they end up spending time in juvenile hall at that point. So,
Justin, no attacks, and you were the one that mentioned it. I'd like your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I mean, we know that the problems in our country with shootings have only multiplied as the federal government has grown, and it has only multiplied as the FBI and CIA have gotten more extensive powers. So, you know, at a better time in our country when we had small government and small national police agencies, we had no violent crime, like no mass shootings like this. I think we should look to, you know, this relationship between the growth of these kind of deranged individuals and the growth of our federal government. I think that they're highly correlated, and there's a reason why one goes up together with the other.
That's such a great point. Brad, you know, we have a report out. It was the Brady's. No, I'm sorry. Let me get my gun grabber goofball groups correct. It was Giffords. Put a tweet out, I don't know, a few days ago about South Carolina being state number 29, Brad, for constitutional carry. And they threw the fearmonger out there that essentially they gave us the same argument that South Carolina is going to be the Wild West. We hear this all the time. The comments below it were just scathing. Giffords, are you going to tell us about how that hasn't happened in the previous 28 states and why you're telling us this now? Okay, Justin is spot on. We see the correlation. Let's put the correlation together for us right now. 29 constitutional carry states, gun ownership at record levels. Even Biden's administration is saying crime is dropping. Where's the disconnect, Brad?
Well, I mean, it's also, I mean, we can't let the media off the hook in these instances either, because there's been an interesting study that came out, I think it was last year, that pretty much drew a direct connection between the intensity of media coverage of an incident like Parkland, actually increasing the likelihood of a similar situation happening within 6 weeks after that. And so there's a lot of information there that we can use to prevent these things before they happen. But, you know, fact of the matter is, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and pile on, you know, the SRO officer down there at Parkland. I'm going to throw these guys from Uvalde under the bus as well, because they're just straight up cowards. And they were there. The whole purpose of being there is to prevent and to stop these things from happening. And that is, you know, I guess, you know, kind of a last line of defense, but that is the most effective way that we still have to prevent tragedies like this from happening, is somebody to fight fire with fire and put these animals down before they could hurt somebody. And anything that prevents citizens from being able to do that is only going to increase the likelihood that these tragedies keep happening and keep getting worse.
Neil McCabe.
Yeah, I just think that, like Ryan said, it's, you know, there was a red, your so-called red flag law, or red flag was two calls into the FBI saying that this guy is a problem.
That's right.
That were blown off by the FBI.
That's right.
And so now, you know, $1 billion later, you know, they're basically using this as, it's going to obviously weaponize against conservatives and gun owners and everything else. And I apologize that I didn't know that this school had been used as this sort of staging area. It's almost like this left-wing function hall, like where people stage their events. And just during the break, I was going through all the different politicians who have gone through it. Just, it's absolutely ghoulish that they dance in the blood. And over and over again, the articles are like the blood-stained hallways.
Right.
And it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And
I'm really
sorry that my country, that I live in a country where this is normalized.
When we come back, Ryan, I'm just give you a heads up. I want to continue with you. I have one more quick question for you and you alone. to put an exclamation point on this, and then we're going to move to another weaponized agency, and that's the ATF and what they did in Arkansas last week. We'll get commentary from the table when we come back. Don't go away. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back indeed. Continuing the discussion in the Carr Firearms Group studio, 6 Hour Mike, Patriot Mobile Communications Center, X Insurance presenting it all. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Ryan Petty, I want to throw it back to you before we move over to the ATF. What do you, and someone in the chat also asked this, I noticed it during the break, Martin, I want to thank, he's on his game today, Martin threw out his thought on it, and I want to get your thoughts. What do you think should happen to that building, and what would you like to see in place of it, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, there, the plans are to demolish the building at the end of the school year. What is there right now is a temporary memorial. The school district has proposed a more permanent memorial to be put up in the place of the building. And so I think most of the families are happy with that.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. So some type of memorial there in place, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that's where it would go. I it's still shocking to me that it's 6 years later and that politicians are still taking advantage of it. That should come to an immediate, that should be halted instantly. Should never happen again. All right, guys, weaponized ATF. Justin, I'm going to go to you. This is going to be fun. ATF raided a man's home in Arkansas. Guy was a director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport. How'd you like to fly out of the airport, that airport every day? Oh, yeah, pick me up at Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport. I don't know that I could say that, but regardless, that's just for fun. They accused this guy of selling guns. Shouldn't have. We don't really know now. I mean, we know what they're saying, but they're the only ones alive to talk about it because they murdered the man in a no-knock raid, SWAT raid, at his home at 6 o'clock in the morning, shooting him in the head and killing him. There's evidence now and information, at least we believe it makes sense, as does his family believe also, that he thought his home was being invaded and he immediately fired when the door was breached, which is what probably all of us at this table would likely do and how we would likely react in a situation like that. And now the ATF are the only ones that can talk about it. And Justin, my question is, let's just assume for the sake of argument that, in fact, okay, maybe this guy, because it's possible, just because he was an upstanding guy, maybe he was committing crimes willfully and knowledgeably. Maybe he was. Maybe he was on a cartel payroll. Who knows? Maybe he wasn't. Let's just assume he was. Justin, why couldn't they have just, as Alan Gottlieb suggested, wait until he walked to get to his car? The guy was the director of the airport. Why couldn't they have just waited and arrested him when he walked to his car to go to work or arrested him at work and kept him alive? Why couldn't they have done that, Justin? Why?
Well, I think we all know the answer to that. I think, you know, because he was a white upper middle class executive at an airport, they wanted to make an example of white guys with guns. So they murdered him. It's as simple as that.
That is exactly what happened. Brad, I can't wait to get your answer to this. Everybody around the table on this one, actually. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it shows they didn't learn anything from Waco. They didn't learn their lesson. They could have picked up David Koresh at any point in the time when he'd go to town and make his errands and everything. They got to make a big show out of it because, you know, they got this budget to buy all this tactical gear and fully automatic rifles and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, they want to go out there and use it. Because otherwise they're just going to sit around training and not ever get in the game. And so they probably pick a target like this guy, airport executive. They probably didn't expect a fight out of him. They're just going to basically just be bullies, go in there and kick his door in and flex and act like they're, you know, tough guys. And the guy responded as any rational person would who thinks their house is being broken into. No-knock warrants shouldn't be a thing. I can't think of really I have a hard time imagining a scenario in this country where a no-knock warrant is necessary, especially with the risk that it brings to both citizens and law enforcement.
And I want to point out that you are a veteran, combat veteran, and you are also former law enforcement. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is him giving you real information, educated information. Am I right there? That's right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I never participated in a no-knock warrant as law enforcement. I can say in the military, if we were kicking on your door, bad things were about to happen anyways. So I cannot think of a good reason the United States of America. What are they doing? I mean, what are you unless there's imminent, you know, threat of life, if you've got a hostage situation, that's fine. But guess what? You don't need a warrant to kick that door in. You just
right.
go. So I can't think of a reason why they had to do this other than the fact that they have all these cool chick ticket gear and they want to get in the game and you know, take their cool pictures and be tough guys and trying to prove something.
I can't disagree with anything I've heard so far. Neil McCabe?
Yeah, I think that, there's no better way to assassinate somebody than to call in a red flag violation on them and basically let the police do your work for you. And so, you know, like Brad said, this guy, if he's the head of the airport or is an executive at the airport, he's a professional guy. If he doesn't have a lawyer, then he knows a lawyer and he can get a hold of one. And it's basically a phone call where you call the guy, you call the lawyer arranges for you to come in and you do your booking or your arraignment, and everything is done in a very professional, normal way, which is done all the time. You know, but basically a few years ago, the FBI just and the ATF, they just decided that they were going to just rock and roll on people. And it's getting people killed. And there's how many of us remember the Roger Stone arrest, right, with
right,
that SWAT
right.
team that was covered live on somehow CNN got the heads up on that. And, you know, they told us that Roger Stone was a courier for the Russian intelligence as a go-between between the Trump campaign and Putin. And by the time that thing was over, the last charge they got him on was he threatened to kill a dog if a friend of his testified against him. And the guy testified that they were on the phone joking. And then, but the jury, you know, the jury was given a transcript like it was a real thing. And so, yeah, the FBI, the ATF, of course, are fully funded in this new budget with increases. Yeah. They're going to, the House Republicans, Speaker Mike Johnson, I imagine he'll be at the dedication of that new FBI building that they're going to build. That'll be bigger than the Pentagon. And, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, what was even the point? What is even the point of a Republican Party? But I digress, Mark.
You don't have to. Ryan Petty.
You know, I'm juxtaposing the two things that happened this week, right? You've got this ATF, it sounds like a no-knock kind of a warrant. You know, in my mind, the easiest place to pick this guy up is somewhere in between his home and work. Probably the best place, the chance, you know, if they're worried about him being a threat to officer safety, take him down in his car. Take him out in his car, you know, on his way to work. Go into his office. He's unlikely to have a lot of firearms in his office. Do it there. It's an officer safety issue. This is crazy. But just think about this now with what Kamala Harris announced, right? $750 million in federal funding for more red flag laws, right? This is $750 million to further weaponize. Now, the federal government is not happy with just weaponized federal agencies. They're now willing to pay state agencies to weaponize against wrong things.
Well said.
And folks that don't follow the plan. And they're in trying to embarrass. I mean, right on the webpage here, it says, of the 21 states and territories with red flag laws, only six are accessing federal funding to implement the red flag laws. The remaining 15 states are strongly encouraged. Isn't that interesting language? Strongly encouraged mm-hmm. to use this federal funding to implement the red flag laws. That's how they get the hooks in to the state law enforcement agencies. And once you're hooked on that federal funding, now you got to follow the federal government's rules. This is how they backdoor red.
That is exactly how they backdoor red flag laws. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break, we're going to move over to, and that, by the way, you, Ryan, you just articulated what I had trouble articulating in the previous hour with Gottlieb and A.W.R. Hawkins. You're exactly right about the red flag laws and the amount of money and the state agencies that they're now pushing to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how people get killed, and there will be more of it. When we come back, we're going to go to Senator Kennedy crushing a judicial nominee.
Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Dr. Seb Gorka, we love Seb Gorka. Thanks for the rejoinder, Dr. Gorka. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Carr Firearms Group Studio, 6 Hour Mike, Patriot Mobile Communication Center, X Insurance presenting it all. Final segment in the roundtable. I told you, buckle in, it's going to move. So what we're going to do here for you guys is we are going to play an audio clip of Biden nominee getting just absolutely crushed by Senator Kennedy. Her name is Honorable Nancy L. Maldonado, and she has been nominated for a Seventh Circuit judgeship by Dementia Boy himself. And a while back, she signed on to a court brief and called for banning assault weapons. And Kennedy just ripped her apart. We'll go ahead and play that for you right now, and then we'll get commentary from everybody here.
Quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes. Close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Just to clarify there, I was local counsel.
But you wrote the brief. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Senator Kennedy, actually, I did not write the brief. The brief was written by...
You signed the brief, though, didn't you?
Correct. I signed the brief.
You signed a brief, you're testifying to the court that everything in it is true, right?
Yes. Okay.
So they're your words in terms of the court, right?
Well, you're correct, Senator Kennedy. Okay. I would never
Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert. And at the time, that brief, I think, was about 10 years.
Given the court advice about, say, ban assault weapons. You told the court you were an expert. Just tell me what you wanted to ban.
Senator, sitting here today, as I said, I did not write that brief. I was local counsel.
Sign the brief.
I understand. At the time...
Tell me what you wanted to ban. That's all I'm going to know.
I don't remember the exact definition of assault weapons in the ordinance that was at issue.
So you submitted a brief to the... on an appellate brief, you signed it, and you don't know what... And you said abominable assault weapons, and you don't know what... You wanted them to abolish?
Senator, at the time that I signed the brief, I read the brief because our Supreme Court required someone, an Illinois bar member, to sign the brief. I was not responsible for researching the content.
You were responsible for the brief.
Absolutely. And sitting here today, I do not remember the characteristics that were cited in the ordinance for the assault weapons ban. It's not an area of practice that I have specialized in. I'm sure 10 years ago, I could have answered your question. It's sitting here today.
You think you deserve to be promoted?
Senator, I stand by my record.
Oh, ouch, that's cringeworthy. Justin Moon, let's start with you.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, let's defund the entire federal government. I think that's the best way to go, Mark.
Say that one more time.
Let's defund the entire federal government.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, one of you had to be first on that one, and Justin, I picked you because we're going around the table. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, your thoughts on that mess?
You know, it almost reminded me, I don't know if you remember, it's like a classic internet video of the beauty pageant contestants that
that thought that the secret to world peace would be like distributing masks because people don't know enough about what countries are in the world. Like, the longer he talks, like, the worse it gets. And you can't help but start kind of feeling bad for the girl. It's like, it's kind of a feel for that. I don't really feel bad for her, but the worse he talked, the worse it got. And, you know, Senator Kennedy is one of the probably more articulate members of Congress. And he has a very sharp wit. And, you know, when he's in on you, like, you're on the skewer. He had her dead to rights, and he knew it from the get-go. And she just kept on talking. You know, and he brings up a good point, which is, you know, most of these people that are wanting to tell us how to live our lives and what we can have and what we can't have zero clue what they're talking about. And they're not even curious to find out what they're talking about. They just say stuff, and they don't ever get held accountable for it. And so now we see someone getting held accountable for it, and, man, what a train wreck.
Oh, that was really something. Neil McCabe?
Yeah, you know, Senator Kennedy has now become one of these, you know, these viral videos. He's like a YouTube influencer because he gets gazillion views on these things, and there's so many news organizations that are basically running these clips and just repackaging them, you know, to try to sort of ride this Kennedy wave. And it's hilarious because, you know, the Biden nominees and the Biden people who are testifying, right, they're trained to always say thank you for your question, Senator, right? It's like he's hitting them over the head with a frying pan, and they say, oh, thank you for that question, Senator.
Yeah, that was like a cartoon. I mean, that was like that was like a Roadrunner cartoon. Ryan Petty, let's end this on some, I mean, come on now.
Couple of thoughts. First of all, Senator Kennedy is a national treasure. Democrats have trouble defining things, sometimes on purpose, but in this case, they can't define assault weapons, and they can't obviously define what is a woman. That's another thing. I mean, look, Senator Kennedy gave her absolutely no quarter in that exchange. He had her. He knew he had her. And, you know, she gave up. She basically surrendered at that point.
Right.
But isn't it interesting? President Biden has been, forgiving, I think is the term he used, forgiving student loan debts. Here's a document that you sign. You put your name on, you take out a loan, you say, I'm going to pay that loan back. And then President Biden comes in and says, your signature doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you engaged in that student loan. You're now forgiven of that student loan. And here is one of his judicial nominees trying to walk away from a document that she signed and put her name to, trying to pretend like she doesn't know what it means and walking away from your signature. Isn't it interesting that we're at that place in America?
It's actually disgusting and despicable, but I you know, I thanked her in a Twitter feed for providing me job security after that. I mean, you know, this stuff, you really, truly cannot make this stuff up, guys. And Justin, I apologize. I had to go to you first on that, and I was laughing when I asked the question. But that was just fun to watch her get utterly destroyed. And it was cringy, and I kind of did feel bad for her. But you know what? That lasted all but, a nanosecond. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, thank you, brother, for being here. I appreciate it so, so much every single week. Fan favorite for a reason. We appreciate everything you do. Ladies and gentlemen, check out CarArms.com. I've got a bunch of them, including a Tommy gun. You should have one, too. CarArms.com. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. Check out Lead Slingers. I have some Lead Slingers too, Brad. Might even look into it after the show today. Brad Primo, thank you for being here. Neil McCabe, as always, longtime OG with the show going back many, many, many years. We appreciate you. And Ryan Petty, I can't thank you enough for being here today and what is heartbreaking news that just keeps getting worse as this administration just continues to push this horrible agenda. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and thank you for being here and supporting the right to bear arms steadfast as you do. All of you, we appreciate it very, very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow precisely because they don't want us to talk about it. So carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever left his cave without his club. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.